Members of many different occupational groups need to work closely together for the health and well-being of patients. Primary nursing teams are used on this ward. But just how different are doctoring and nursing? Do members of both groups value each other's work equally? Here again are the staff on Ward 29. First, James, a primary nurse.
The idea is that we divide the ward, the patients, if you like, and the nurses into three different teams, which we call primary nursing teams. And in those teams, you then have primary nurse, which is myself, associate nurses, which generally tend to be D-grade nurses, and healthcare assistants. And you're all in one team together. The idea is that you would hopefully work as a team in coordinating the care for the patients who come in under your care as in the red team. In our teams, we have 8 patients each. The idea would be that I would normally prescribe the care or plan the care for those patients. In reality, it doesn't always work like that, and besides which, the associate nurses that are in the teams have those skills anyway from their training. So often that sort of role is shared out amongst the qualified members of the team. It's generally one way of coordinating the care for the patients on the ward. They would hopefully be in good continuity of care as they're sort of are cared for by one team.
On my ward, there's 3 primary nurses, and they're all quite senior nurses, and they're very good at what they do in terms of they do plan the care and they do look towards planning discharge and things. The thing that I feel is that they're not there 24 hours a day, and that planning has to go on even when they're not there. I try not to interfere with what they do, but I try to make sure that things run smoothly and the flow continues even if they're not there. So I try to talk to them about what I'm doing and what they're doing. I mean, I think that sometimes my experience allows them to make plans and to make decisions and to learn, I suppose. So that's why I think I sort of give a lot. I like to know what's going on. I like to be a part of it. And I think that comes from the way that I was trained, which is different to now, whereas we all used to take charge of the ward. And when you were in charge, that meant you knew everything about everybody, and a bit of a power thing, I think.
Before primary nursing, you would start at one end of the ward and do all the observations, do all the beds, all the washes, things like that. Whereas now, you'll have like 8 patients each to look after, and you look after those 8 patients. You do everything for those patients. And I think that's really nice, because they get used to one nurse looking after them. Well, I've been looking after a lady now for, say, only 2 weeks. I've got to know her really well, and she was the type of lady that when she went home from hospital, she's going home from hospital today, and that she needed a lot of extra help, and she went home. So we have to arrange all that in hospital so that she can go home and have the extra help. So I went on the home visit with her, with the occupational therapist, to see how she managed at home and the things that she needed and she didn't need. And it worked really well. It was really, really good, because you went to see whether she could manage in the bath, out of the bath. Could she manage making a cup of tea? How would she manage with a tablet? Could she take the tops off the bottles? Who did a shopping? Could you manage to push a Hoover? All things like that that you need to know about elderly people before they go home.
Yes, I've been pleased with the meals. I've been pleased with that way around. All I'm waiting for anxious ladies, home sweet home.
Just waiting to go home.
That's
now,
right,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is Jill going to be waiting for you when
Jill's
you get home?
Yes, Jill's going to be waiting. And yeah. I mean, she'll make up for two really, because she's... You know, so nice. Little grumble.
And this home care lady's coming to see you at home, isn't she?
Yes,
to see what
I
you
understand
need when you
so.
Get there.
Yes, yeah. Understand what that's what's happening today.
Is your transport booked for morning or afternoon, Nelly?
Well, I'm hoping it's afternoon. Yeah. And I'm living in Oaks.
You've got everything you need when you go home. You've got your house keys, haven't you?
Yes.
You've got your coat and your shoes to go
right.
home in.
Yes. I think I've got her.
And was Jill going to get you some shopping for when you get home?
Yes.
She said she'd get you some bread and milk.
Bread and milk, you know. Yeah. And you know, I'm not short of a little bit you can fall back on and throw. It's only tin of baked beans.
Home care, I'm going to see her tomorrow. Okay? She's got her central heating's on and her milk and her bread and everything. But they were concerned that she wouldn't manage her tablets from now until tomorrow. And Jill, the neighbour, rang to say, make sure that she's all right with the tablet box before she comes home. Because she's not the tablet box filled.
Because Jill don't live nearby. Jill only visits on a Thursday evening.
Yeah.
But she was going to be there for when Nellie went home. So what do we need to do now?
What I need to find out what tablet she's on, really. She's on the MST, so I really don't want her to be going home without her knowing exactly what she's doing.
She was on MST at home before she came in, because I've got all those MST tablets from her home visit back. So are you saying that
I'll have a word
Jill
with Trace
wanted
then.
To be at home when Nellie got there, so she could show her how to use the gusset box the first
Well,
day.
I needed to make sure that the home cares at least would be making sure that she knows how to take a tablet. They can give her them, you see, and prompt her to take them.
I wonder if the pharmacy could do the gusset box the same day and Jill could collect it for her.
Today?
Yeah.
We'd need to ring her pharmacy up.
We've got the number and everything here. I like looking after patients that need a lot of help, really. You know, like, as regards hygiene and people that can't do a lot for themselves. It's nice to care for them and know that you've got them washed and dressed in the morning. They've been laid in the bed all night. You've got them up, they smell nice, you've combed the hair, you've put curlers in, things like that. As a nurse, you're there any time of the day for anything. You're there to talk to cry with, to laugh with. If you can't look after yourself, you're there to do things for people and to look after the medical side, I suppose.
We have a patient on the ward at the moment whose prognosis, so to speak, isn't very good. Something happened that upset her on the ward, something to do with another patient. Just feeling able to sit with her and to help her sort of discuss the feelings she was having at that time so that after half an hour or so she felt more comfortable with what had happened.
I think giving good care is listening to what the patient and the family want, first and foremost, because I think that's something that doesn't always happen. Keeping the patient and the family well informed is another thing. Making sure that they feel physically as well as they can do in terms of being clean and making sure that they've been fed and making sure that they know their way around and things like that. Treating everybody with respect and with kindness. I think that's giving good care.
I don't think the doctors see the patients the same as what nurses do. I mean, they're more, I don't say more interested, but they're more there to look after the illness. You know, the patients come into hospital, obviously, with an illness. I think the doctors look more to what's wrong with the patient as to the patient as an individual. I don't think the doctors realise what we do during the day. You know, they just look after the medical side of things.
It's not just a case of when the patient's considered medically fit, they can be discharged. We wouldn't necessarily consider medically fit as being the time when they should leave hospital, if there are social problems as well that need to be taken care of. I feel that the doctors we work with at the moment are very much aware of that. Whilst they may consider some patients as being fit for discharge, they always ask us about the social side of things as well. Medicine, to me, seems to be changing. I get the feeling that there is a change more towards a more caring outlook.
Nursing staff are vital. I can't be there all the time. They are my eyes and ears. So they basically watch over the patients for me and will let me know of any changes, either good or bad, that may be important. If you're performing a procedure, maybe putting what we call a central line, which is a drip into the internal jugular vein in the neck, or a liver biopsy, or putting a drain into a chest, it's very helpful to have an assistant there, someone who can help you with the practicalities of it, and also talk to the patient, because whilst you're concentrating with your tongue in between your lips, you're not often able to talk about bits and bobs to relax them. We are in it for the same goal. In effect, we are two parts of the same arm working in the same direction. Doctors can be accused of just concentrating on the diseased heart rather than the heart within the patient. But if you care, then you care whichever branch of caring you're in. It's far easier for nursing staff to get heavily involved because they are there all the time. The thing about medicine is you get bleeped off, you get bleeped somewhere else, you know, you have a ward full of patients, but the nursing staff have fewer patients, and as such it's more easy to get embroiled into the emotional wranglings that's going on, and it can be a very rewarding part of it, but it can also be very destructive and has led to a lot of people I know leaving nursing. They can't give of their best unless they're involved, but the emotional turmoil and distress that it causes by being involved time and again, it just wears them down. You can't personalise it too much, otherwise you get too involved, but the basic question I always ask myself is, if this was my dad or my brother, what would I want somebody to do for them? What would I want them to say to them, to explain to them, or to, you know, to treat them, or sometimes not to treat them? And that way, I think I find it easy to get up in the morning, look yourself in the eye in the mirror and say, I did what I felt was right.